This Saturday, April 19th, the Kalakasan Solidarity Organization and Extinction Rebellion Portland are holding a Rise for Climate rally at the Elizabeth Carruthers Park in Portland. The theme of the rally is global, from the US to the Philippines, defend lands and land defenders. This is Jan Hawken, and I'm talking this morning with two of the organizers of the rally, Juliet Nolan with Kalakasan Solidarity Organization, or KSO, and Diana Meisenhelter with Extinction Rebellion Portland. Well, Diana, do you want to start us off by just describing the rally and what's going to happen?
Yeah, so we're going to be meeting at the park, which is very close to Tesla on Macadam Avenue. And the event's going to feature creative street theater and songs. And we'll be having a very short rally with just a very few speakers. And Elon Musk has become an emblem of Trump's efforts to dismantle environmental protections and the push to privatize and escalate logging, drilling, and mining on our public lands. In leaked documents, there are actual plans to sell off public lands and escalate leasing as part of their efforts to fund tax cuts for the rich. So all of this is, of course, happening in the midst of a climate crisis where global scientists now say it's worse than expected. If efforts don't succeed to halve emissions in the next 5 years, we're likely to face unthinkable, life-threatening consequences starting within the next decade on a scale originally predicted for later this century. So we all have to do our part and help build a movement that's too big to be ignored, to resist climate denialism and rampant extractivism of our natural resources and the destruction of the forests, which draw down carbon, and a suicidal economy based on fossil fuels. We want to speak out against the casting aside of public servants and the social justice and human rights abuses, corruption, lawbreaking, threats to our democracy, as well as the free press, and so much more. So we must become the defenders of people and planet over profits. And Extinction Rebellion works with chapters in Africa, Latin America, and Asia. And already they're experiencing just nightmarish scenarios of climate chaos, so much worse than we've been faced with here yet, as well as the crippling impacts of international corporations stripping the lands of their resources, leaving human and planetary destruction in their wake. So that's why we're really thrilled to be partnering with Kalakasan, a solidarity organization, because they can share firsthand what these practices of extractivism combined with militarism and repression look like in the global South while focusing in on the Philippines. We need to know and understand how our tax dollars impact not only indigenous folks and workers there, but also how it affects us and could forebode our future here in the US. So I want to just ask Juliet Nolan to speak to those issues.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Diana and Jan, for having us on the show today. Yeah, KSO, or Kalakasan Solidarity Organization, we're a local Portland-based grassroots environmental justice organization that builds solidarity support with land defenders in the Philippines who, like Diana is mentioning, are fighting on the front lines of the climate crisis for their land and for their livelihood. The Philippines is in Southeast Asia and is really impacted by global warming through, for example, typhoons. Like, they have a typhoon season there every year, but it's just getting worse and worse as we're seeing the temperature of oceans go up. The storms are getting worse and more frequent. Just this last year, they had the worst typhoon season on record with millions of people displaced and impacted. So, just to give a sense of how the Filipino people really are fighting at the front lines of the climate crisis. But the connections here from the US to the Philippines, there's so many. One I can talk about is through KSO, we have a campaign called Stop the Plunder, which this rally will speak to and is part of. So through this, we found out that our Oregon State Treasury invests public employee retirement system or PERS funds into different corporations that are guilty of plundering the Philippines. Through waging this campaign, we've been able to have success in getting two of our five divestment targets divested from. So the Oregon Investment Council taking our public pension monies out of OceanaGold, which is a Canadian copper and gold mine that has devastated land and led to attacks against Indigenous people in the Philippines, and then Teleperformance, which contracts call center workers, many of whom live in the Philippines, and through this company will be paid like $10 a day to do the job of answering our phone calls when we call Apple or Uber, like IT services or something. So we've been able to get our treasury to divest from both of those, but they're still invested in three more of our targets: Tesla, Boeing, and JP Morgan Chase.
And
So
of
for
course, Boeing has also been the focus of the Portland State University campaign to cut ties with Boeing and Palestine solidarity work.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we don't want anything to do with war profiteering, with profiting off of weapon sales that we know are going to states like Israel, but also the Philippines, who are guilty of severe human rights violations against the people and of using these weapons against their own people to repress their just movements for environmental justice, for labor rights, for land rights, for anything that they may have. But yeah, to speak to our connection with Tesla here, the Philippines is one of the most mineral-rich countries in the world. It's the fifth most mineralized country on the planet. And Tesla gets its nickel, which it needs for its lithium-ion batteries, from this open-pit nickel mine in Palawan, Philippines. The mine has already taken up 4 square miles of one of the most biodiverse places on the planet. Clear-cut forests, displaced indigenous people in the area, and the chemical runoff from the mine poisons the waterways surrounding the area for miles, which effectively takes away any opportunity for survival for the people in the area, who are mainly peasants, indigenous people, and farmers, who the Philippine state has offered no other recourse for livelihood than to farm. So the impacts of this are survival. It's life or death that they have to defend their lands from this plunder and these mines. And then something else that we really want to call attention to is that the Philippine government is really responsible here, because not only are they letting these foreign corporations come in and do this plunder, they're also mobilizing their own army and police to violently repress the people when they do stand up and fight to stay in their communities and keep their lands. So we also, as environmentalists, really want to call attention to, we also have to fight against this rising fascism that we see against land defenders in every part of the world, and make those connections that it's so connected to the anti-fascist fight too. And of course, we see that with Trump and with Musk colluding together and just like devastating people's rights from the US and also in the Philippines.
Yeah, so that's a lot to get your arms around. I love the playing on land defenders and defending the land in it, and really foregrounding the interdependency of people and of land and land and people. Can you say a little bit about the Tesla part of the rally? You're going to march, and as you were saying, Juliet, Tesla most certainly and electric cars more broadly have lost some of the luster of being the highway out of our crisis because they carry a lot of costs, particularly for Indigenous people, and of course, on lands most affected by where these minerals are extracted. But Musk also has been very anti-labor and anti-union. And is that part of your campaign around the climate crisis, is dealing with the climate as a labor issue, it's a worker issue, because it's about how things are made and how people are exploited in this system that is more and more nakedly aggressive and violent in its means of extracting from people people and land, a system that offers diminishing returns and diminishing places to live and thrive on the planet. Diana, can you say you've been a labor activist too in the environmental movement for a long time?
So, I mean, what we're seeing right now is huge attacks where public servants are being just cast aside. And it's also the case that there's repression. I'm going to like speak to the Philippines example for just a second. As these peasants are being forced off of their land, sometimes it's by military helicopters strafing them from up above. And those helicopters are being paid for by our tax dollars. And while we're having all of our services and our situation here in the US made dire straits for workers and low-income people, billions are going for this militarism in the Philippines and against people there. And not only that, but someone like Musk, he doesn't care even about Tesla per se, because he is going in and getting billions of dollars in military contracts for Starlink and all of his other ventures that basically he just is interested in lining his own pockets. And so that corruption, while they're, doing these things supposedly to cut federal waste, billions of dollars are going to him, to his corporations, for some of these same military and other ventures. So it's just unconscionable. It's immoral.
Yeah, and it's very evident. And so it's you
The
don't have to dig.
contradictions become clearer.
Yeah, and I think it strikes me sometimes with the repression and punishment and threats and deporting of activists as well as many students who are here on student visas or people who are vulnerable through their immigration status, that there is a fear also on the part of the ruling class in this country of the power of people to unite. And the level of repression and terrifying threats are effective, but they're also exposing something. And it seems like the rallies like the one this Saturday are a way of showing people that, that you can be out front and speak and come together and arm ourselves with strategies of resistance. So tell us about the rally this Saturday and what people can expect. It sounds like it's a sober, horrific topic, but there's also a lot of creativity and joyfulness that goes into putting something like this together and attending.
Just a reminder that it's Saturday, the 19th at 3 p.m. at Elizabeth Carruthers Park, 3508 South Moody Avenue. And it's an Earth Day rally for climate justice. And I think just in closing, Juliet, do you want to mention the forced migration that happens from all this in the Philippines? If
Just thinking about the question of how is this also a labor issue? Yeah, that was just making me think of like the question of self-determination and how self-determination and sovereignty is really a climate justice issue. And a part of what that means in the Philippines is that it's not going to be until the Filipino people themselves are able to have full control over their economy and over what happens to their lands and their wealth that they'll be able to really have the end of this plunder, that true environmental protections and true economic prosperity. Because right now, with the situation of the US really dominating their economy and their government under Marcos Jr. allowing the economy to be opened up to foreign control, the Philippines hasn't even industrialized. And so, what this means is there's not enough jobs for people there. That's why so many people live in the countryside as peasants and farmers. 75% of the country is peasantry. That doesn't own its own land because that's what allows these big foreign companies to come in and work with big landlords who allow them to come in and grab this land. So it's not going to be until they're sovereign that they can even have an economy that could support the jobs that they need. Because right now, the situation is because of this plunder and land grabbing, 6,000 Filipinos have to migrate away from the Philippines every day, daily, just so that they can go work in the US or countries in Europe or around the world to be able to send money back home to put food on the table for the kids or be able to pay for education.
There's endless reporting on the mainstream media of Trump and his tariffs and the shocks to the stock market and the bond market and supply chains and who's going to pay for all of this. But you're talking about another side of the supply chain and this kind of the horrors and the nightmares that people continue to live under capitalism, whether it's run according to the Trump oligarchs or these fascists or the more liberal neoliberal form of it. But I hope people join you in the rally this Saturday. It sounds like it's going to be a really interesting event, informative, and bringing the usual creative flair that XR is known for, as well as KSO. So thanks so much for being with us on the Old Mole this morning, and we'll see you at the park on Saturday.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jan. Oh.